Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady throws it deep down the right side. Slater is open, leaps, and can't make the grab. The ball at the last second was knocked away. And the deflection by Tony Carter, the ex-Patriot, who remember had the ball carom off him on the punt, muffed in overtime in Week 12 in New England.
I understand the matchup. They don't like Carter. Too small to play the position, can't play the ball. Slater actually had a chance at this ball, and then Carter got his hand in there. Third and five, make the completion underneath. Keep the chains moving.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Josh Gordon stepping away from football, facing a suspension from the NFL. Yet another suspension.
Oh, you got Slater.
And now Matthew Slater is out there working with the receivers at practice today. I really hope that it's not Matthew Slater in important spots like what you just heard from 2015.
Yeah, that wasn't a preseason game Bob and I were doing.
No, that's the AFC title game there. Big one. Rights to go to the Super Bowl.
Third and five. That was 2013.
2013.
Third and five.
2015 was Scott Chandler down the right side.
Thank you. 2013.
Third and five.
Which ended up with Manning and the Broncos going to the Super Bowl against the Seahawks at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. That was then. Paul, I'm like, they're throwing it to Slater. Like, long.
Failed to mention that in my headlines. Yeah, there's an interesting group of receivers.
Third and five.
Patriots practice today, including Matthew Slater.
Yep.
Out there working with the receiver.
Great. Terrific. 617-779-0985. We'll talk about Josh Gordon with you. I do want to mention this fun story. Did you see that Patrick Mahomes did sign an endorsement deal for ketchup?
Yeah, Hunts.
Great get for Hunts.
Great get.
Absolutely fabulous get for them.
Hein Teet in the ketchup world for decades.
So they obviously ponied up way more money than Heinz.
They're such a distinctive
difference. Listen, if you're the king,
there's a difference.
If you're the king and you're Heinz, I don't need to pay you. I don't need to pay you, Patrick Mahomes, to endorse my product. I don't even need an endorsement. It's already the top product out there. I already am the top dog. I don't need you to help sell my ketchup.
Right.
If you're Hunts and you're chasing,
this is easy
as
Hunts.
You've been chasing your entire life, your entire existence.
Yep. If Patrick Mahomes were known for walking around with a facial tissue all the time.
Do you think Kleenex is coming along to hire him?
Puffs. You go to the store.
You got the big squeeze.
Cottonelle's coming in to offer you a little something.
You got the big squeeze bottle of ketchup there, $2.69. And look on the next shelf down. There's Hunts. Oh, $2.29. There you go. Well, all you need to do.
You get what you pay for.
You don't need that.
You get what you pay for.
It's much more tomato.
Great get. It's a great get for Hunts.
Yeah.
It sucks for Patrick Mahomes that he's never going to be able to use Heinz in public again. What's he going to do? You know he doesn't use Hunts. You know he uses Heinz like the rest of us. And now he's forced into this position.
Patrick Mahomes, I'm all about butter. I love butter. Land O'Lakes. Should we do something? No, we're Land O'Lakes. What
sell
do we
all
care?
The butter.
Do you know McDonald's makes their own ketchup?
Wait, hold on. Is there another butter brand? There's Land O'Lakes and store brand, Hardy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who's the other brand?
I feel like Cabot might be a butter brand.
Cabot's one.
Feels like something I've seen in my refrigerator.
I think that's more regional, though, right?
Yeah.
It is regional. Vermont.
Like
it's made in Vermont, so you get it in New England.
Like, I got buddies living in Rhode Island. They come back and they only get the Cane's mayonnaise because of the way it tastes.
There's something about that.
It's sweet.
There's a New England thing about Cane's that people love.
It has a Miracle Whip twang to it. It's not like straight mayo.
Not me.
It's got a little twang to it.
Hellman's for me, please.
I do like
Thank
Hellman's.
You.
But I tell you
I'm Patrick Mahomes, and I love using tape. Love using clear tape. Hey, Scotch, should we get together? It's like, no, we're not going to do that.
What do I need you for?
It's like Italian dressing. You like
it? Is it's a catch 22
like
for Pat Mahomes?
You like wishbone, or you like Ken's? Like, I'm a Ken's guy.
See, but that's a legitimate back and forth there, right?
Well, it's a big difference.
Those are two big brands in the same area. I mean, this is hammer versus nail.
Hines
versus Hunts.
I brought the Hunts home before to save a buck.
And they laughed you out of the kitchen.
The kids are horrified. Where's the good ketchup? I mean, what do you mean good ketchup? It's ketchup. It's red ketchup. Put it on your damn French fries. No, it's not.
Good for Hunts.
Especially
for
the kids
Great
eat
get.
Chips and...
Great. Good for Pat Mahomes.
Put you on the map
Patrick Mahomes to get paid.
You know what it does?
To promote ketchup.
It's got us talking about Hunts. And do they have a shot?
You going to try them out?
I would. I don't mind it. Now, like I said, McDonald's makes their own. Like, you look at the ketchup packets they give you. There's no brand on it. It says McDonald's on it.
They whip it up in the back, seal the foil.
I think they brand it with their branding. I wonder who makes it for them, though. You know a company that makes condiments is producing it for them.
Right.
It's not like McDonald's opened a ketchup factory.
No, I know that, but I'm saying it's just there's a different taste
to
it.
On it. Tell us what the Google machine says. Tell us what it says.
Hold on. Catsup ketchup.
You know you go to cheap diner? If you go to cheap diner, like a cheaper than
They fill the Heinz bottles with other ketchup.
We've been fooled by that, yeah.
The glass bottles?
Whoa. This is very ketchup-y. I mean, this is very tomato-y. Like a bland, and you can tell it's Hunt's. Where Heinz has a little more zing to it.
Or no name, like store brand. They're filling up the Heinz bottles.
Yeah, but they said
that's brand fraud is what that is.
It is brand fraud.
The spice package that McDonald's used to use was made by McCormick. Heinz was among several ketchup suppliers that made McDonald's formula for McDonald's.
So Heinz made a special blend for McDonald's.
1971, there was a tomato shortage.
Oh!
Heinz looked at their percentage markup on products and suddenly told McDonald's they would not produce for them until the tomatoes were again in ample cheap supply. So McDonald's had to move all production to other plants, who also had to scramble to buy tomatoes at any price.
What's more vulnerable than a tomato coming off a farm if you're doing a kid's book? No peaches, right? No kids want to read a book about peaches. Peaches aren't vulnerable.
What's more vulnerable than a tomato?
Got it.
Good get, though. Congratulations,
that's good get. He puts ketchup on everything. That's the thing, right?
A lot of people do.
I do.
There's a lot of articles about McDonald's ketchup. I'm going to have to take the rest of the show
off. Okay,
I'll be back at 2.
Figure that out.
And, it's a wormhole, dude. I'm telling you.
Dave in Medford has a take on ketchup that I'm just going to disagree with right out of the gate. Go, Dave.
All right. So here's the deal. Heinz is not real ketchup. It's sugar. Hunt's is real ketchup. It's got vinegar in it.
Yes.
You can taste the tomatoes.
You can taste the tomatoes in Hunt's. I'm absolutely 100% with you on it. I prefer Heinz, but that tastes like somebody squeezed an actual tomato. It's like the Hunt's taste. If you ever go to a restaurant where they say, and they pride themselves like somebody's shishi burger joints with they serve it on a platter, wood platter with the steak. We make our own ketchup. It tastes like Hunt's.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's real. And then going to the mayonnaise, Cane's is the gold standard for
mayonnaise.
Cane's
is good. It's good on a sandwich. It really is. It gives you a little something extra. If you pile your sandwich.
I'm convinced, Dave.
With a lot of vegetables. Like, I like pickles, lettuce, and onions.
Yeah.
And you put the Cane's on top, and you gloop it on. You get on top that, just that spongy lettuce with the, gets a little, you get a little onion in there, some pickle. There's nothing like it, man.
I'm guessing that New England is like the epicenter, Dave, of the people that prefer Cane's.
Yeah.
I suppose it is, but we've got good palates around here. We can appreciate good flavors, you know?
All right, Dave, appreciate
it. We know what good food is. All right, take care, guys. Bye.
All right, see you, man.
Bye, Dave.
It is. I got a buddy who lived in Florida, and he'd come up here, and he took
it home with him.
He took jars of Cane's mayonnaise and his bags home with him. Yeah.
Such a weird
thing.
Can't
get it down there.
Jim is in Tewksbury on the loss of Josh Gordon for the Patriots. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I think the Josh Gordon loss is a major loss. We're not going to have a deep threat. Brady's not that good of a deep ball thrower. Hogan and Dorsett, I don't think their deep ball skills are that great as it is. And then the defenses are just going to suck up to the line and cover up all those intermediate routes. And Gronk and Edelman are banged up and old, and they're not going to be able to hold up to what we need to get all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah, I want them to get Dorsett out onto the field and get him running. Running deep routes, so start running, kid. And if you hit one of them, all of a sudden, teams are going to have to start taking it seriously.
Well, that is a thing that you could use to help benefit you now because he hasn't been on the field. So you're sitting there and you're
fresh
studying.
Fresh legs.
No, not only this. You're Buffalo, so you're McDermott. You're studying New England's offense right now, what you ran in Pittsburgh and what you ran week prior. Oh, wow, there's a lot of Gordon here on this backside, and this is what they've been doing with Gordon. They take this flood zone. They're not going to do the same thing with Dorsett, which is going to allow you to be a little more innovative. You got to use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
You're throwing a guy out there that they don't know how he's going to react. So catch him on something. I'm with you on it. Take a shot.
Start running.
Because, like, Josh didn't have the speed to get downfield.
No.
To do the deep shot.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Patriots are practicing early this afternoon, and for the first time since they acquired Josh Gordon in mid-September, Gordon isn't on the field with them. This comes after he was quiet on and off the field in Sunday's loss to the Steelers. He had just one catch, he had a drop, and he wasn't on the field for the team's final fourth down play. And then after the game, Gordon didn't answer questions from reporters for the first time since he started playing for the Patriots this year. That was a notable change in approach, as the Patriots have carefully managed his media obligations after games, limiting the questions of reporters. So when he didn't take any, it stood out as different from the norm. As for where the Patriots go from here, Bill Belichick is not scheduled to address reporters today, and at the wide receiver position, they'll be leaning more heavily on Chris Hogan, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Philip Dorsett alongside Julian Edelman.
Mike Reese, ESPN, reporting on the situation in Foxborough.
Blogger Mike.
Excuse me?
Blogger Mike. It's his nickname, Blogger Mike.
Really?
Yeah, he used to be the big blogger guy. Remember Reese?
Oh, Blogger Mike.
Blogger Mike.
Sorry. They're saying logger.
Logger Mike? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he logs.
Logger Mike. What?
Well, yogging. He's trying this new thing, yogging. It didn't work out so well. Now he's trying logging.
I didn't know.
And then he's going to try blogging.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about there, to be quite honest with you.
We noticed that, but a lot of things were different post-game last week.
Yeah.
Belichick didn't show up for 50 minutes. Locker room access wasn't open for a while.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that these two things were related.
I think it's he got a shower and got the hell out of there.
Like, was anyone looking to talk to him Sunday?
Well, we were on Bill's, and we're waiting on Bill, and locker room's still not open,
Bill didn't come out for 50 minutes.
It's almost like when the locker room opened, a flood of players were already showering out.
Yes. 617-779-0985, and Brady went after him. So that tells you how long after the game it was. Players had just headed to the bus, I'm sure. Chris in Rhode Island on the Patriots receiver depth. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I just wanted to start to say, I mean, I'm a recovering addict, and the only reason why I say that is to make my point. I thought for sure he was going to make it through the season only because structure is, like, for recovering addict, it's very strong for them. Like, I was a recovering addict, and I went into the Army for 4 years, and it turned my life around. So I thought maybe during the offseason he'd be in trouble. But, I definitely didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I thought there was always a chance, you know, but I'm just surprised that it happened. And second, I just thought it was there was an opportunity for him to inspire, like, other recovering addicts, you know, by doing, he didn't even have to play amazing. He could have just kept doing what he was doing now,
and
it would have inspired a lot of people. And I'm just disappointed that, you know, that it just ended the way it did. And then this is my last point. Why can't Philip Dorsett, like, come in and be, like, Branch, not when he was winning the championships early, but when he came back the second time and he wasn't really in his prime, but he was still really well. Like,
he's a great route runner. Deion's a fantastic route runner. And he was savvy.
Yeah,
and he knew how to get in spaces. And he knows the nuances of where the ball's supposed to be and protecting himself and cutting routes short. I don't think Dorsett is at that level. That's all. Not to say he could never get there, but, I mean, there's a reason you're in a certain position in this league and why other guys aren't, you know? I think that stuff plays itself out. To the Gordon point, I'm with you. I thought it would happen after the year. If he ever did get in trouble, it wouldn't be this season because he got you through 11 games. I never saw any disengagement or where he didn't look tuned in, you know, on the sidelines, always with him. In route, you know, he takes those three guys on the Hogan clear-out route. He's got his hand up like this, fist pump, knows it's a touchdown, and then goes over and jumps on Hogan. So he got excited for other guys' opportunities, and it just – I don't know. He did something, got caught for it.
Pete's in Ohio. Hi, Pete.
Like, his desire didn't change yesterday.
What's up, Pete? Merry Christmas, Pete.
How you doing?
Hey, by definition, a tomato is a fruit.
Okay. Yep.
And it's classified as a vegetable, I believe, because of tariffs back in World War II. I don't remember the specifics of it, but obviously we think of it as a vegetable, but it by definition is a fruit.
Oh, it's a budding plant. It's a flowering budding plant.
Right. Because of the seeds. It's
right.
It's a fruit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey.
Characteristics of a fruit.
And a peanut is not a nut.
You're a fruit.
It's a legume.
I got a second point.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you.
We shouldn't be surprised about.
I didn't know. I didn't know that it was an issue whether it was a fruit or not on his show.
I didn't know that was.
But now
I didn't know we were debating that. But now
it is. Because I grow tomatoes on my deck.
Oh boy!
But it's a fruit.
And planters.
But you know it's a. You knew it was a fruit.
This is like. It's like where a Y is sometimes a vowel.
No.
No, not really.
Go ahead,
Pete. Your other point, please. Save us.
We shouldn't be surprised about Gordon, although he kind of put everybody to sleep by, you know, I can't believe he lasted as long as he did. Obviously, he ended up getting popped in a Pete test, right? Or we don't even know yet.
I would assume so.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did. He lasted, 11 weeks?
Yeah.
It's probably more than some people had him at.
Like, the desire to play football, I think, was there yesterday. He woke up today and it wasn't.
Yeah, his statement is not genuine. That's for sure.
We're not ripping the statement. Don't take
I
don't
am.
Take this one.
It's not real.
It's not. But you know what it does too?
That doesn't mean he doesn't have mental health issues. I'm sure
it allows
he's
you,
dealing with that as he deals with addiction and everything else that comes with it. But
and,
don't.
It
don't
allows, get you, allows you to not
and
be
fired before you,
I mean?
And then say, oh, no, I'm stepping away. Well, no, you're not.
It gets
you're
you
not willingly stepping away. They kicked you out and notified
you. It takes you off the detail train. Like, you don't have to go down the road of, okay, this is exactly what I did, what I got busted for. We're chalking this up as, okay, I'm going to deal with my mental illness. And it also allows the team to say, you know what, this is him. We're doubling down on it. We wish him the best. We're always here for him. Yeah. Allows them both sort of the out.
So will the Patriots cut him?
I don't know the details.
See, I don't think they will, and I think they're going to try and get it back next year. Give him another shot.
A suspension has to be it has to be announced quickly, right?
Not necessarily.
But to demand it from the building. So what, is he allowed to continue to go to meetings? Like I'm saying, like, you got his rights.
He's not, though. He left. He said he's stepping away.
All right. I'm just trying to say.
That's what he announced today.
I'm trying to play ball here. Really step away, stepping away. Like, your point is, do they want him around? Or is it just, is today just a cord cutter? You know what I'm saying? That's all. What's the process?
It feels like a cord cutter for the season, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it feels like. I don't know how you walk back in there. I don't know how you participate in anything with the suspension. That brings up a whole other set of facts where it may not even be up to him or the team or anyone else. But to Beatles' point, if they're willing to do it the first time, knowing full well that this was a possibility, what would prevent them from giving it a try next year?
Have they been a team of second chances?
Yes.
I mean, you're giving them a second chance just by bringing them in.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen.
I don't know that everybody can hear that music.
I'm not sure that everybody can. But
oh, no, we can hear it.
Oh, you can?
Today. Oh, yeah.
We've got another opportunity for Patriots tickets in about 4 minutes. Frank is in the car today. Frank.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
You know, I'm a big Browns fan, and I still can't believe that the Patriots got rid of the receivers they got rid of in the offseason and thought that they could bring in the 2017 Cleveland Browns receivers room of Kenny Britt, Corey Coleman, and Josh Gordon and think it would
have Oh, my God, Coleman, that's a good – thank you for reminding us. That's
you
right.
know, if this was –
They even tried to bring him in.
If this was any other town, they would be asking for an experienced general manager right now because they threw away the season. It wasn't – you know, coming from Cleveland, when LeBron James left, that was his decision. The Patriots took apart their receiver group. They did this on purpose. It's unbelievable.
Frank, good call. You took on the – Kenny Britt was he? Yeah, he was there last year. Yeah, after they cut him because they knew he was trash.
What, 10 million?
So they got rid of him. Yep, you took on the 2017 Cleveland Browns receivers room and tried to make that work as you watched Amendola.
Nick Chubb available yet?
Walk out the door and go to Miami, and you knew that Edelman was coming back off an ACL. And now he's probably dealing with other injuries that are unrelated.
Imagine if you could get Chubb and Michelle back in the same backfield again. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, we'll take that. I would take that.
Yeah, take the quarterback, too.
Absolutely. Whew. Josh in the truck. Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I was wondering what you guys think, if it'll look bad on the league if they suspend Josh Gordon indefinitely again. But they're letting people stay in the league and only getting minimal suspensions for beating girls and beating their kids and other stuff that they're doing.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a bad look given that he's had so many suspensions already. So I think part of it also depends on what he tested positive for, although they don't typically reveal that information.
Does that matter, really?
I think it does.
Really?
Yeah. I think that factors in.
Then you got to change your whole substance abuse policy.
They should. That's, they should change their substance abuse policy.
You can't pick and choose which one is more severe of a violation until you alter your own policy.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
No, I think what you're saying. No, I don't believe in that at all.
Driving, I don't know if
no, really no, we're not talking about driving. The hard rules. We're talking about public perception.
Okay.
And that's what he was asking about.
Yeah.
How the league looks.
Right.
How they will look, how it will be perceived. And I think what he tested positive for would certainly have an impact on that in terms of perception and what people think about it.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand at 137 here on the Sports Hub from Warrior Ice Arena in Brighton. Bruins take on the Ducks tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop. 617-779-0985. Do you have something?
No.
No? Everyone good?
Good.
No, good. Today's takeaways.
How are you now that you stuck your boots underneath a hand warmer in the bathroom?
My feet are warmer, I can tell you that. Feet are nice and warm now.
I said, ding, toasty. Fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Is that a problem for you that you had to use a paper towel?
I got a bigger problem with Zoe, who peeked over the urinal.
I saw that. That was weird.
And started commenting on.
You remember?
Yeah. What do you. That's like a cardinal rule.
I didn't peek over. I'm just looking at
it. Oh, no. You did. I know this because I was at the hand dryer.
What are you doing?
As I said, Zoe, look at this.
I was peeing.
A good way to warm up the boots. And then he immediately started peering over your side. And I'm like, I don't want to know what's going on there.
Oh, yeah. Little guy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's cold, huh? Like, yeah. But I'm okay. Everything's fine.
I know you want to take that on air, but
he just did.
Water's deep.
A grower, not a shower. What? What's the problem?
You putty. You're driving. You're a good long driver. You're not a putter. Why don't you get the? Oh, you got the little putter out, huh? You're not one of those big swinging ones, huh?
You're not supposed to look.
What's the big swinging putter that they put right here?
What's the pendulum? What do you always
chest putter?
What do you always tell people when they go into locker rooms? Where do you keep your eyes?
You keep them down. What do you mean? Look at this. You want to do the whole here thing? Look here, then boom. I hated that game. God, I was terrible at it. You haven't played that with your kid yet? Have you done the whole game with your kid?
No, they're too young for that.
No, they're not, dude.
No.
You get the big one, he'd be doing this, they'll look down, he'd be slapping them by the end of the day, all over the place. I'll teach him it. I'll do it to my nephews.
Please don't. Eddie is up next. Hi, Eddie.
Hi there. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Instead of bringing in your special teamer, which we've seen in the past don't work, why don't they give James White a chance at wide receiver since he's lost a lot of play time as running back lately, and he's a good receiver?
We were talking about this, Eddie, before we knew that Josh Gordon wasn't going to be here. If you can get James White more involved by putting him on the field.
This does it.
This what?
This does. This makes you play. And like, I love it. Like, James White has lost playing time. He's your best running back. You don't lose playing time. This is done for a reason. They know they're going to wear his ass out here as we get cranked up. They may be protecting and hiding stuff for playoffs. I don't know. You better get in the playoffs first.
I would say after losing two straight, I'm more worrying about what you're saving for the playoffs.
Yeah, that's it. Start unleashing the beast, right? Let's go.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
Justin in Rehoboth. Justin.
Guy brings up a great point on that last call. You know, losing Josh Gordon is definitely a blessing in disguise. Like, he negatively impacted the traditional and creative pass offensive game plan. Like, him on the field literally forced defenses to play with, like, common formations that they see across the league with two or three wide receiver sets. You know, it forced Brady to sit in the pocket longer, let plays develop, you know, noticeably distracting him. And we can see that in the accuracy he has now to his check down guys, which used to be his bread and butter. You know, Pat's had the most success with no notable deep threat since, like, Randy Moss. You know, during Super Bowl seasons, the most recent ones, he utilized awkward offensive formations – you know, Gronk split out wide, two running back sets. You know, looking at how Deion Lewis and James White impacted that last year's the last Super Bowl season, was like, you know, why would we go away from that? This is definitely a blessing in disguise, and Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. Let's go.
And let's hope they get the third seed instead of the second, too. Let's do that. I have nothing to add to that call. Do you?
No.
Okay.
No,
to the very descriptive.
Best thing that could have happened to him.
What a Christmas miracle.
I was a Patriot.
I wasn't sure they were going to win the Super Bowl before
this. It's the process of the regular personnel groupings that's taken them out of their system sets.
I knew they'd get there, but I didn't know if they had what it took to really get over the hump.
This is Belichick.
Another thing breaks their way.
It's a Belichick testing them. Belichick really knows there are two, but he wants them to go into the 3 and 4 and make them earn it.
What the hell? Now.
So it's just.
Now they
it's
win.
It's more gratifying when
now
they win
Brady
it all.
Can be Brady again.
Yeah.
it was a curse.
Might win by 3 touchdowns on Sunday and then win out. Beat the Bills, beat the Jets.
I have yet to be convinced, though, this makes them better.
Greg is in Rhode Island. Greg.
Hey, guys, I hope Bill Belichick has one of those My Pillows because he made this bed, and now he's got to sleep in it. He's the one who didn't make many acquisitions in the offseason.
Is that in
the
My Pillow read?
You know, Cordarrelle Patterson, that's not going to get the job done. And with Gronk looking old, you know, this is on him.
I can't get and, past the My Pillow joke. Now I can't do it, Greg.
Like, if Bill, is this because Bill did?
That's all I can think about now.
Is this because Bill?
Hey, do you have a bed that you've made and now you need to sleep in it?
What's Brady?
Pillow.
What's Brady push? Beauty Rest Black? Is that because Bill didn't buy Beauty Rest Black? Now he's going to lay in a crappy bed instead of laying in top.
I hope he's got that Valvoline pulled up on his mobile device because he's going to have to make a change at wide receiver. Like an oil change. I tied it together with one of your sponsors.
Yeah. Bill should have went and got the small Y, not got the big Y, the 6'7" tight end. It's a true Y. He should have got the little one, 6'2", 240, and he could run faster. Go with the little Y, not the big Y.
Here's what we have to remember. We are in the last 15 minutes of the second to the last show of the season.
Yeah.
But for a lot of our callers, too, they're like, I gotta call in. But
You're on hold. You're there.
I have so little left in the season. I'll come up with something. Yeah, hold on.
You should have stopped and shopped the wide receiver market a little more.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Now they win the Super Bowl with Gordon. Ah, damn it. That wasn't my best, but it's one more show tomorrow I gotta get through. Hope he's got My Pillow because he made his bed. It wasn't
now. He's laying in the bed. I don't know if he's got the pillow. He wishes he had My Pillow.
I got to listen one more day and call him one more time. I just got to make it through.
If you call now, you get 2 pillows for the price of 1. He could have had his receiver. Same thing.
We're on fumes, but we still have to do these shows. You don't have to call in. If you really don't have it, you can hold your call until next year.
That was the worst comparison. He's like your pillow.
I'm just like you guys. I only got a couple more of these shows
he's
before
got to
vacation.
Lay in the bed.
You don't really have to call.
Have you ever laid in the bed without the pillow?
Oh, man. That now you might be onto something.
Now it's like that's bad. I think you really land in your bed now without a pillow.
Oof. That's like passing out lane.
This is like wacko skate now. This is where we're going to get hit by something. We were here.
Oh, yeah. These are amateurs.
Two pucks came up on the net here. Charlie saw one. You saw one too, Dave, right? If we're getting hit.
Last time we were here is we were signing off.
Yeah,
right after we went off, one came right over.
Well, it's wacko
skate. Do you know why that was? Do you know who was down there practicing?
This is like Paulie.
It was Boston College.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Not now.
Oh, that's right.
They were shooting pucks up at
this
it. Because of you.
No, this is like old man skate. This is like Frank the Tank and Paulie out here trying to get some rips in on the net.
I believe this is what we call a stick and puck or a skate and shoot. This is, you know, you throw it out $10, put your gear on, and it's just everybody goes. It's like just a bunch of individuals practicing at once.
None of these guys have facial protection. Somebody's going to get cranked.
No, there's a couple of guys out there wearing cages.
Yeah, he's smart. He's a smart cager.
Nice shot.
He knows what he's doing. You see, like, he goes up on one leg, he takes his stick and smacks his skates like all the ice is falling off. What's he in the batter's box? I've never seen a hockey player do that. Well, you got a guy, I don't know what I'm doing. Watch this. Get the ice off.
Well, because they get the Zamboni every 20 minutes. These guys are out there. I don't think the Zamboni
These guys aren't the Bruins, is what you're saying?
What I'm saying is, that's your team down there.
If Cam Neely was standing next to me, would I say, hey, is that your team down there?
What I'm saying is they had an hour-long morning skate, and then they had the kids out there, and there's a lot of snow out there on the ice. So you got to knock your skates off. I'm not gonna fault those guys for trying to knock the snow off the blades.
Look, he got one in the box. What's he doing in the box? This is where you go to get a penalty. You hear the rattling? They're just firing shots left and right. Jesus.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, it is time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Okay, we have three things today. Hardy's going first.
Yes, we've been here at the Warrior Ice Arena all day.
I couldn't tell.
And normally, as always, when we're here, Tori Krug sat down with us. Zoe gave Tori a very interesting greeting today.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior Ice Arena in Brighton. Also, the practice facility of the Boston Bruins, and Boston Bruins defenseman Tori Krug is with us.
Krug.
What do you say to that?
I don't know. He just laughed.
Krug.
So now you're trolling.
The only guy takes the time to come up here and talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trolling.
So like, normally it's callers. It's like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going?
How many times do you think he gets at North Station or if he's not? Hey, Krug!
But guests live were kind enough to sit down with us after a practice. Tori Krug. Krug! 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 So you're just trolling.
Well, we know him differently.
Really?
We could have some fun.
How differently do we know him?
I know.
Nah, I don't know. They might be getting a little too
familiar. He and Bergeron. I feel comfortable around him and Bergeron. That's all. That's it.
Bergeron's always right with us.
Something's wrong upstairs there. That guy's wacky. Him and Metallica, stay away from that.
Well, you crashed his motorhome party at Metallica.
No, we went there to get more beer, and he was sleeping in the Cousin Eddie 1964 mobile home with his workout coach. And they were just staying there for 3 days at Gillette Stadium. And they had a rug out and an awning and chairs. We're like, okay, you're different.
Were you invited?
Like, you're the $8 million a year goalie, right?
So he started.
Why are you living out of a motorhome?
See those hotels up there?
Parking lot.
I got some nice plush suites up top upstairs and then Renaissance up there.
But you're saying he started acting weird. You started acting weird when you showed up uninvited and unannounced
looking for free beers.
His motorhome looking for free beer.
Well, we just showed because Krug said, come over, so we're hanging out. Yeah, that's fine. And then he's like, I'm going to Snake Pit. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go down the mosh.
There's a bad one. He went the bad one.
Okay.
Where just people are swinging.
Man. Anyway, that was nice of you to yell Krug.
Yeah.
Krug! It was nice.
Oh, so you're Mr. Funny Man. Do you want to be Mr. Funny Man?
Oh, wow.
What do you got for me today? Or Hardy today. So we're doing a little stuff, and we talk about JoJo, who's from Foxborough.
Foxborough, yes.
Big fan of her work.
Is her career still
Hardy's ability alive? To listen
and digest things? I don't think you said she was from Foxborough, though.
All right, let's give her a listen.
JoJo was born today. Whoever.
JoJo's from Foxborough.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, JoJo's from Foxborough.
Zoe said that.
That's edited. It wasn't back to back like that.
A couple of minutes.
You said it four minutes after it.
It's Hardy had two of those today. One of them was off the air. He starts reading the Patriots statement after the first segment, and he's like, oh, the Patriots have a statement out. He starts reading it to Zoe, and I go, yeah, we read it on the air.
No way. What did you say? Hey, what's this? Hold on, Beetle. Stop what you're doing. They got a statement out.
Oh, there's a statement? Oh, tell us more.
Just fine here. Do you know who I do it to all the time?
Who?
Hart and Perillo. On the Pats.com pre and post game.
I can understand.
They get legitimately angry.
We just said that. Are you not even paying attention?
Oh, not really. I was kind of doing something else over
here. They get so mad, but nobody pays attention to them. He did that.
Why they're always so angry.
Are you going to talk to Prill about James White this week? Talk to Prill about James White. Bring the James White stats to him.
We're going to have to. It's mostly going to be about Gordon, I'm sure, on your pregame and that pregame. Everyone's going to talk about Gordon, but I can't wait to bring it up, knowing that he was so dismissive of it earlier in the season.
That's the hardest thing when you do the stuff.
Last Sunday, dismissive of it. It's not like it's...
We're down here Tuesday. They're all TV Monday and Tuesday. So you get everything in a can. Now you got to go down there and touch because we need a Gordon segment.
It was like a nothing. I thought I was giving him a layup to be like, they should get Gordon. They should get James White more involved.
Right.
And he's like, no, I don't see that being a big deal. I'm like, never mind.
It is the biggest common denominator in all their wins and losses, his level of involvement. He's involved a lot in targets and carries. They win. When he's not involved, the five least amount of times he's been involved, all losses.
It's easy for Josh.
Those are your five losses.
Here's your game plan. You go out, number one, make James White touch ball 12 times.
That's it.
What do you got?
I have a preview of tomorrow. We have our final batch of the year-end fake promos.
Fake promo Friday.
We will pare down a long list of them tomorrow and have them ready to go at 1:50.
We're in again tomorrow. We grind, baby.
Here's a preview.
We work.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Listen to the damn show before you email me.
Relax.
Moron. Really? Relax? You see what he wrote?
I'm telling you to relax at the moment.
Good. I got his name. Got your name, bro.
Relax.
It's fine.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was so fired up over an emailer.
That was the one person you decided to email back and forth with. For the entire year.
I insulted me and my family. And then went down that river.
This is not serving anybody by getting upset like this.
Yep.
It's not good to get that upset.
I don't usually do that. Like everybody.
Relax.
No, what?
You gotta get out of here.
I know your name, bro.
When these wackos hit us.
I got your email address.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, I know I emailed you.
I know I emailed your boss. Gave you my name.
Yep.
I know where to find you on the computer.
Right there.
I'm here.
Hit reply.
How you doing?
All you can do is re-email him one time, like, I called your bluff. Hey, your company's name's on your email there. By the way, I emailed Ford to all your human resources. Please don't do that. I didn't mean to do anything.
You're a rat. Now you're a rat.
I'm like, I'm just kidding. He's like, oh, thanks. You know, it's really nice you write back from me. Big fan.
Sure.
After I insult you and your mother.
Hey, we got Vulture. The Vulture and Big Jim.
Nice.
Are coming up from the TD Garden, where the Bruins play their games, not just where they practice.
Right. They can't talk to Bruins. We talk to Bruin.
Krug. Talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.